This is the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
I have made the mistake again. There is overtime in the Boston Pizza Ice Fest. This is what makes this tournament amazing. So there's 1 minute of 4-on-4 action. And then after that 1 minute, it goes down to 3-on-3. And after that minute, 2-on-2. So this is really entertaining, and we will see another goal in this game. The Boston Pizza Ice Fest with full of surprises. This is not regular season hockey. There's some unique overtime in this game. And with 30 seconds remaining on the 4-on-4, Lave for the sting in his own zone. Lave to Van Gorp. Cuts inside. He's alone. Good job defensively by Brady to get a stick on it. This is exciting. There's 4-on-4 action, lots of ice, and in 9 seconds, it'll go to 3-on-3. Woodward, shot outside. Woodward, the Pete's on the attack now, trying to get it down. Donald, and there's the buzzer, and it's going to go to 3-on-3 action. This is exciting. I've actually never seen this. This is the first game of the week. So again, we just finished 1 minute of 4-on-4. Now we're going to 1 minute of 3-on-3. And if there's still no goal, 1 minute of 2-on-2. And you know what happens after. The faceoff is in the sting zone. 3-on-3 action now. There's tons of ice to work with. Shot right on net. Easily gobbled up there. Now DiNincenzo. Lining up for the draw in the sting zone. Fighting for it. Still hasn't really moved. Sting come away with it. Any opportunity here is pretty much going to be a 2-on-1. Now Glavin has it with some speed. Two Petes around him. Glavin for the sting. Getting into the Pete zone. Glavin still with it. 37 seconds remaining on 3-on-3. Now Dupuis behind the Pete's net. Circling. Trying to find his teammate. Good pass there to McNamara. The puck's right in front of him. Hill didn't know where it was. Scary feeling. 24 seconds remaining. Again, this is something new. There's no ties in the Boston Pizza Ice Fest. This is entertainment. This is how hockey should be played. I like this. Faceoff is in the Pete zone. Pete's behind their own net. Aaron pass. Weingart has an open opportunity now in the slot. Shot. Oh, puts it off the post. That could have been the winner. Now there's only 10 seconds remaining on 2-on-2. And now the Pete's. Dupuis for the sting. Get it back in the Pete's zone. 4 seconds on the backhand. No time left. Gets it on net. Oh, couldn't get the rebound. And there goes the buzzer. And we're going to 2-on-2 hockey. That's right. 2-on-2 hockey for a minute or less. This is awesome. I have never witnessed this before. 2-on-2 hockey, guys. And it's Wood and Frederick for the Petes. And it is Lave Van Gorp for the Lambton Junior Sting. Wow. This is awesome. And it will go to 1-on-1 if it's not for this. Van Gorp wins the draw. 2-on-2 hockey, guys. This is awesome. The puck's along the boards. And now the sting. Lave. Back to Van Gorp. And now the Pizza trying to get out of their own zone. Van Gorp keeping it down into the sting zone. Pass his teammate. Good pass there. Oh, the Pizza are on their heels right now. Lave. Van Gorp wins it back along the board. Still in the Pizza zone. It hasn't left the Pizza zone. 30 seconds remaining. 2-on-1. It's along the side of the net. And Glavin or Hill smothers it up. And it'll be another face-off in the Pete zone. 28 seconds remaining on 2-on-2 hockey. And then we will go to 1-on-1 hockey if this doesn't solve anything. McNamara and Chainerdat out for the sting. To Innocenzo and Corcoran out for the Petes. Now the Petes will have their first opportunity. The saucer pass. Corcoran has it in his zone. He got pushed off that puck, though, easily. And now here's a 2-on-1 for the sting. As the Pete, Corcoran's all alone. McNamara, DiNincenzo's alone here. Passes it to Chambernut. Shot right on Hill. Good save there by Hill. And the Sting are still in the attack, circling. Oh, we're going to 1-on-1 hockey. 1-on-1 hockey. This is amazing. It's not a shootout. It is literally one-on-one open play hockey. I'm learning the rules as you guys are. But I think this is something the NHL can catch on to. Number 77 for the Petes. Mason Morden out there against... Who is that? For the Sting. But the Sting is retreating all the way to his own zone. Dupuis. Morden. Dupuis. Everyone has all the eyes on these two players. Now Morden pushing him off the puck. Good job by Morden. Now Morden retreats in his own zone. 43 seconds remaining. They're pulling the goalie. These Petes are pulling the goalie. They're going to have a 2-on-1. This is a bold strategy. That is a very smart play. Now Morden, 2-on-1 for the Petes. Morden stops it. And the Petes Wood has it. Tries to dump it off. Oh, Dupuis has a chance. Now Wood breaks up. 2-on-2, Wood's all alone. He gets pushed off the puck. 17 seconds remaining. 2-on-1, empty net for the Petes. Wrister wide and high and wide of the net. And the puck goes all the way down the ice, and they're going to have plenty of time. With 3 seconds remaining, that's going to do it. Wood, with time. And there's the buzzer again. And what happens now? Is it one-on-one continuing? Another one-on-one for 1 minute or less. I can guarantee you there will be a goal in this game. So the Petes, it was one-on-one hockey. They won the puck back. They went behind their own net, and they pulled their goalie to have a 2-on-1. And now Corcoran for the Petes is coming out, waiting for the Sting player. I'm not sure how you practice for this. And Calder Weingard for the Sting. This is amazing. Oh, Corcoran wins the draw, and he's already gone. Oh, and he puts off the outside of the post. Corcoran still within the Petes zone, or in the Sting zone. Battling for it. Now Weingard. It's a race for it. Weingard's all alone. It's a breakaway. He's alone. Forehand, alone. Oh, he puts it high and wide. Now battling for it along the board still. Weingard still with it in the Petes zone. Still with it. And he's taking his time into the neutral zone now. Weingard with some speed. Gets around his man. Wrister. He gets around his guy. He's all alone. Oh, it's a beautiful save. And he gets the rebound. It's no goal. The first one was saved by Hill. And Hill put the net off. And the whistle went before the rebound. The ref, the whistle certainly went. And it's just a face-off with 22 seconds left on one-on-one hockey again. This is incredible. I have never seen anything like this. McNamara. Another clean draw, won by the Petes. It's a race for it. Now Weingart's on the break again. He's all alone. Oh, it's against, oh, the puck's in the crease. He couldn't control it. And the Petes goalie comes out. McNamara, there's no goalie for the Petes. McNamara's all alone. McNamara wins it for the Lambton Junior Sting. What an ending to that game. McNamara, after the Petes boldly pull their goalie, McNamara comes away with it, and he wins it for the Sting. Wow, I've never seen an ending like that. And the Lambton Junior Sting win it on the third or fourth of one-on-one hockey. That was insane. Oh my God, that is a minor hockey game of the week to remember. Again, Lambton Junior Sting end up winning it 3-2. McNamara with the goal against the Ben Smith Cells, Peterborough Minor Bantam Petes. Thank you for listening. This has been probably the most exciting edition of the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5.
You've been listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Have a comment or suggestion? Visit our website at ptbotoday.ca or send us a text. 705-874-9050. The Minor Hockey Game of the Week is an exclusive presentation of Talk Sports Radio. Extra 90.5.